Good morning and welcome to worship here at Redeemer, to all of you who are here and all of you who are watching online as well. We're glad you're here. I will remind you that we do have Holy Communion as part of this worship service, and if you are at home, I invite you to get your elements ready to take communion there at the same time our folks here take communion. I also will remind you that later in the service, we do have a period for the offering, but that's not something we can do right now in terms of passing the plate. During that time, the choir will be providing a little bit of music for us to meditate and think about the way we give ourselves to God, and or you might even choose to prepare your gift at that time to place in the offering plates at the back. If you're at home, that's a great time to fill out things to send in through the mail or any other way you can get it to us. There's online options as well. Don't forget Wednesday Vespers this Wednesday at 7 p.m. That is online only, but we do invite you to join us for Vespers. And remember to get your names of folks who have died within the last year, from November 1st last year till now. Anybody you'd like us to remember in the All Saints service, please submit those to the church office. I also have an announcement about our last hymn. If you look at your last hymn, it's on page 12. No, it's not. It's on page 14. You can see it's a very short hymn. We get a treat today. The choir's going to do that in English and then Swahili and then English. So if you think you're not understanding the words, there's a reason why. They're written there in italics, so you can try to follow along if you'd like, but they're going on with that. Amanda.
So we have some exciting things that are going on. We have our 6th through 12th graders are meeting in person again on Monday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. So if you know of anybody in that age group, 6th through 12th grade, that would like to join us, they're all welcome. We're wearing masks and playing socially distant games, lots of hand sanitizer, things like that, and trying to be outside. But we had a great group of, about 13 kids last week. So it was really, really wonderful. So please share that. Also, another celebration, you all have been so wonderful about filling, bringing items to fill our hospital care bags. And guess what? I heard that that project has now come to an end. So we can celebrate a wonderful, successful ecumenical ministry because we partnered with the other Seven Oaks churches in the area. And I think, because I lost count because there were so many, I think that we filled almost 500 hospital bags, which is really cool. But the hospitals, and correct me if I'm wrong, are allowing one family member to visit between 2 to 6. Is that right? So that way, the people in the hospitals, they're having that opportunity to see a family member on occasion. So it's filling that need for items and visitation and stuff. Anyway, so we're done with the hospital bags, and we'll move on to another outreach ministry. Thanks.
Thank you. We're looking forward to this service because last service was a bit of a fiasco. it was interesting. Amanda and I had a different bulletin than what everybody else in the building had.
It was choose your own adventure worship.
So anyway, it was kind of fun for a while, but we have the right bulletin now, we believe, and we think. And I would also tell you that there's been some adjustment over these past 2 weeks as y'all have come to worship. We put together a service with when we thought y'all should sit and when we thought y'all should stand and those kinds of things, and y'all conveniently sometimes ignored those and did your other things that you were comfortable doing. And so we have now made the bulletin a little bit more like what we think you're going to do, regardless of what we tell you to do. And And to make it even easier, we put the stands and sits and kneels and all that in boldface print so you can spot those a little quicker and know what to do. We're all trying to make our way through this adventure of coming back to worship together and the way things need to look at this point. So thank you. It is hard not to sing. Yes, I know that. It's just very difficult. But for now, this is what we need to do. And stand and sit as you see, or choose to ignore it more. Whatever. Okay, let us prepare for our worship with an order for confession and forgiveness. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us and all of creation. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Faithful God, have mercy on us. We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We turn from your loving embrace and go our own ways. We pass judgment on one another before examining ourselves. We place our own needs before those of our neighbors. We keep your gift of salvation to ourselves. Make us humble, cast away our transgressions, and turn us again to life in you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God hears the cries of all who call out in need, and through his death and resurrection, Christ has made us his own. Hear the truth that God proclaims. Your sins are forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. Led by the Holy Spirit, live in freedom and newness to do God's work in the world. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Sovereign God, raise your throne in our hearts. Created by you, let us live in your image. Created for you, let us act for your glory. Redeemed by you, let us give you what is yours. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. I'd like to invite the children to come forward for a children's sermon. Yeah, a children's sermon. But you know what? Because of the camera, we're going to come up here and do it. Is that okay, Pastor Gary? That's okay. Can you see us up here? Okay. So we're going to come up here. All right. But I need your help. We need to unfold this. Do you think you guys can help me unfold this? Okay. Ooh, let's do it the other way. Okay. Jordan, can you grab that corner right there? And Charlotte, can you find the other corner over here? Can you grab that one? Do you see the corner? Okay. Now you take your corner over there, and Jordan, you take your corner over there. It's going to be like making a bed. Charlotte, go that way. Charlotte, go that way. Okay. There we go. There we go. And we'll show the congregation what this is. What do you guys think it is? It's a bed. It's a bed? It could be. It'd be a pretty comfy thing to have on your bed, right? All right, so let's put it down on the floor and let's look and see if we can figure out what some of it is. It's actually a map. Yeah, map. And it's not a perfect map, but I like it because it's a really colorful map. And so let's see if we can find some of the things on our map. Over here is North America, which is where we live. Yep, and we can see there's Florida, and so we're probably right up around there. Yeah, so that's probably where we are. And then over here is South America. Over here is Africa. We have Europe and Asia and Australia. And down at the bottom is parts of Antarctica. So on a map, we can see all sorts of things, right? Is there water that is represented by this dark blue? Yeah, so is the water part of what God made? Yep. Yep, you're right. What all is in the water? What do you think's in there? Alligators? Yep. Alligators are in the water. I saw pictures of your daddy's alligator that he got. Yep. Daddy did get a big alligator. Yeah. What else is in the water? Fishes. Yeah. Maybe whales? Yeah, maybe octopus?
Yeah, we could ride
an octopus. That would be pretty cool. Jordan's going to go riding some octopus, yep.
And Charlotte too.
And Charlotte too, yep, of course. So are all of those creatures that are in the water, are those also God's?
Yeah.
Yeah, did God make them too?
Yep.
Yeah. So what about on the land? So like here in Africa, what are some of the animals that we have on the land in Africa? Any ideas? One of them has a really long trunk. Yeah. An elephant, maybe?
I got braids.
Yeah, I see your braid.
Mm-hmm. I got braids too.
I like those. So we have elephants, and there's also zebras and giraffes. Are all of those things that God made? Are those God's as well? Yeah, they are. So could we say that everything that is on a map or on a globe or all around the world, is it all made by God? Yeah, it is, isn't it? And so what about Jordan and Charlotte and Vicar Amanda? Are we all made by God too? We are. We are all made by God. And look at everybody out there, everybody that's in the sanctuary and everybody that's watching on Facebook Live. Are they all made by God too? They are. And you know what's very special about all the people that God made? God said that we are made in God's image. That's a big word, But you know what? It means that we have parts of what God looks like. And so when we show other people love, is that part of what God looks like? Yeah. And so we're showing other people God by showing them love. What if we help other people? If we help somebody else, is that showing God's love? It is, isn't it? Yep, we'll play with our bracelets when we're done. So we can all show people part of God by showing God's love and kindness and care for everybody. Let's pray together. Can we do that? All right. Dear God, thanks for making all of us and everything. Thank you for letting us have your image to share with others. And all God's children said, Amen. Thank you so much for coming up this morning. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped to subdue nations before him and strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him, and the gates shall not be closed. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel my chosen, I call you by your name. I surname you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I am you, though you do not know me. So that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make weal and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The Pharisees went and plotted to entrap him in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax. And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, Whose head is this, and whose title? They answered, The emperor's. Then he said to them, Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Oh, This week I learned about James Bonham, and I suspect you'll be surprised at what I learned. James Bonham was born in Lexington County in the Saluda area of South Carolina. In his late teens, he entered South Carolina College, which later became the University of South Carolina. And in his senior year, he led a student protest over harsh attendance regulations and the poor food served at the college boarding house. He was expelled along with the entire senior class. Then he became a lawyer and caned another opposing lawyer. And when the judge ordered him to apologize, he threatened to tweak the judge's nose. At this point, I'm not sure we'd want to spend much time around James Bonham. But he moved on to Alabama to live with some relatives, and he eventually ended up in Texas and was commissioned into the cavalry there. He quickly became friends with Sam Houston and probably traveled with Jim Bowie to the Alamo. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The commander of the Alamo, William Travis, who interestingly was another South Carolinian, ordered Bonham to get reinforcements for the small band of soldiers under siege at the Alamo. Traveling to several places without success in this mission, he finally got a letter of promise to send soldiers. At that point, Bonham turned his mount around and rode back towards San Antonio. He was told it was useless to throw away his life, but he answered that Travis deserved to know the answers to his appeal for help. On March 3rd, 1836, Bonham slipped through the Mexican lines and reported to Travis in the Alamo. He died manning a cannon at the Alamo Chapel 3 days later. Bonham's home is the only known birthplace of an Alamo defender still in existence, and it's maintained as a museum. In 2014, the University of South Carolina and Texas A&M began a rivalry in football, and the winner of the game is awarded the Bonham Trophy. So why am I telling you all this about James Bonham? Well, on a wall near the main entrance to the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas, is a portrait with the following inscription: James Butler Bonham. No picture of him exists. This portrait is of his nephew, Major James Bonham, deceased, who greatly resembled his uncle. It is placed here by the family that people may know the appearance of the man who died for freedom. Here's the thing. There's no portrait of Jesus that exists either. But people should be able to see the appearance of Jesus by looking at us. That's the striking thing about our gospel reading today. The Pharisees were trying to trap Jesus by asking him a question about taxes. People then didn't like to pay taxes any more than we do, and so they knew that if Jesus said to pay taxes to the Romans, he would alienate the crowds. But if Jesus said not to pay taxes to the Romans, then the Romans would hear of his sedition and put this pesky troublemaker to death. Either way, their Jesus problem would be handled. But Jesus asked them for a coin and said, "Whose image is on this?" And they said, "Caesar." And Jesus said, "Give to Caesar the things that bear Caesar's image, and give to God the things that bear the image of God." In case you missed it, Jesus was saying, taxes are a worldly matter, but you are made in the image of God, and your actions, your lives, all you are, ought to reflect that. So much so
that when others see you, they see the appearance of God. Jesus is inviting us here to live like he lived, to live lives of love for others, to reach out to the outcast, the poor, the rejected, those in any need. If we bear the image of God, we are called to get out of our comfortable lives, to end things like racism and war and refugeeism and fear and homelessness and hunger. If we bear the image of God, we are called to care for others in compassion, no matter who they are, where they have come from, or where they are now. If we bear the image of God, we can't be complacent. No wonder they wanted to get rid of this pesky Jesus. Give to Caesar the things that bear Caesar's image, and give to God the things that bear the image of God. You are made in the image of God, and your actions, your lives, all you are ought to reflect that, so much so that when others see you, they see the appearance of God. In our baptisms, God claims us as God's own child. You are mine, God tells us, as if to say, there's a distinct family resemblance. And then to make it explicit, a wet finger draws a cross on the person's forehead with the words, Child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. And from that moment, the person should live their lives with that wet cross shining from their foreheads so that all they do reflects who they belong to. And then to make it even more explicit, we give a lighted candle with the words, Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. That's what it means to bear the image of God. We belong to God, and our lives should show God in all things. There's no portrait of James Bonham known to exist. When people encounter us, may they see the portrait of Christ. Amen.
Zoom out.
Please stand as you are able. We join together with the whole body of Christ, confessing our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of love, you love each of us beyond measure. Open our hearts to love all others. Lord, in your mercy. God of joy, you create a world of color, music, and movement. Guide our lives to seek the joy in everyday moments. Lord, in your mercy. God of peace, you seek wholeness and reconciliation for all the world. Inspire us to work for peace in all of our spaces. Lord, in your mercy. God of patience, you are infinitely gracious with your creation. Stir patience in each of us. Lord, in your mercy. God of kindness, you give us the life of Jesus to imitate. Push us to follow Christ in our own words and actions. Lord, in your mercy. God of goodness, you give good things to all of humanity and all the world. Create in us thankful hearts for all of your blessings. Lord, in your mercy. God of gentleness, you are in the power of the wind and in the gentle breeze. Reach your hand of gentleness to all those we now pray for by name. Lord, in your mercy. God of humility, you became human in Jesus Christ to be closer to your creation. Help us remember that each of us is your beloved child. Lord, in your mercy. God of self-control, you give us the opportunity to make choices for our lives. Work within us to choose love, grace, mercy, and justice for the world around us. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Thank you.
Please stand as you are able. The peace of Christ be with you always.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And by his glory, and so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending him. Betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Let us pray. We give you thanks, gracious God, that you have once again fed us with food beyond compare, the body and blood of Christ. Lead us from this place, nourished and forgiven, into your beloved vineyard to wipe away the tears of all who hunger and thirst, guided by the example of the same Jesus Christ and led by the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Peace. Serve the Lord.